From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. August 16th, 10 in health. The one that made me reread the abstract is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from the Eat Guad newsletter, steak and corn salad with peach balsamic vinaigrette. Today's recipe is a steak and corn salad to begin our summer send-off. I'm sorry. I promised I wouldn't start sharing fall until the end of August, and I'm sticking to that. We're just starting to transition. I had to pull out the most important components for the recipe name, but there's so much goodness packed into this one. Beyond the delicious steak and peaches, we've got peaches, chickpeas, goat cheese, avocado, corn, and tomatoes, plus a really unique and delicious peach balsamic vinaigrette to dress it all up. If you've been here for a bit, you know flank steak is my go-to cut. Next, second, from Dr. Gator, between a shot and hard place. Do parents have a right to know everything their teen tells the doctor? If you have an adolescent and your pediatrician has suddenly started asking you to step outside for part of the visit, you may have had a very normal parental reaction. Wait, what? This is my child. I made the appointment. I drove them here. I filled out 17 forms asking whether anyone in the family has ever sneezed near a walnut. I am probably paying the bill. And now I'm the person being asked to leave. For decades, pediatricians have routinely recommended spending at least a few minutes alone with teenagers during well visits. Up next, third, from the Wake Up Label letter, the 10-minute skincare habit that I love. I'm skeptical of skincare devices that promise everything or anything, really. But the BON Charge Red Light Face Mask is one I actually use because it requires almost no effort. I wear it for 10 minutes while answering emails, lying in bed, or winding down for the night. And then, fourth, from MR Figueroa, can you fix a bad opera? At the proms, they tackled Weber's Oberon by swapping most of the spoken dialogue for a fresh narration because the original libretto is widely seen as the weak link. The music itself is praised, a sparkling overture and inventive orchestration, and many listeners feel it deserves more stage time. But the story jumps erratically between Fairland, Baghdad, pirates, leaving the drama feeling clumsy. Weber never got to revise the work. He died shortly after its 1826 London premiere. Since then, productions have cut, shortened, or reordered the text, trying to let the music shine. So the answer isn't a simple fix. It's a series of editorial choices. When an opera's words fail, directors may trim or replace them. But the decision stays with the production team, not a universal rule. Next, fifth, from Kitchen Projects, KP Plus, Fig Leaf Madeleines. I'm writing from Rancho del Inglés, where the third Sabermesa retreat is in full swing. The place feels like a sun-kissed kitchen lab in the foothills of Malaga. Guests gathered around a fountain, Chef Paco handling a massive paella, and a quick tortilla demo still fresh in the air. Mila's Ajo Blanco, that chilled almond soup that always gets a standing ovation, is about to be plated, and the whole scene hums with curiosity and good-natured energy. The venue itself is a family-built wedding space that opens its gates for cooking classes and long-night dinners, and the vibe is just brilliant. Now for the recipe that sparked my note. Fig leaf madeleines. The leaves from a prolific fig tree give the batter a vivid green hue and a subtle, earthy aroma. I swapped butter for olive oil, trimmed the other liquids a touch, and left out honey so the fig flavor can shine. You can stick with olive oil or swap in coconut or any nut oil you prefer. The batch makes about 10 regular-sized madeleines baked in a classic tin. They turn out with that signature humped shape and a gentle, herbaceous scent, perfect for a welcome tea or a quiet snack. Feel free to treat the recipe as a launchpad. A little tweak here or there can turn it into your own pastry adventure. Enjoy! Up next, sixth, from Beyond the Kale. Your August 16 meal plan is here. I'm back home and the kitchen's already humming with this week's meals, so let's jump in. For breakfast, I'm doing pinwheel egg cups tortilla rolled around sausage, veggies, eggs, and mozzarella baked in a muffin tin. They're high protein, keep well in the fridge for 5 days, and you can swap the Italian sausage for turkey or chicken if you prefer. Lunch is a quick 10-minute zucchini-based bowl that I throw together with a simple hack to keep it fresh all week. It's light, but satisfying, perfect for a midday reset. Dinner rolls out 3 dishes, a steak and zucchini bowl that's hearty without a lot of fuss, a speedy dumpling recipe that skips the long prep, and a show-stopping but doable dinner that feels special even on a busy night. For a snack, I've got a 1-bowl protein cake that pairs nicely with afternoon match, easy to make, sweet enough to curb cravings, and it stores well for the week. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.